calling all detectives. When a man is almost killed for jaywalking, that is an accident. But when he makes a habit of it, then something peculiar is happening. That is the situation on this page from my casebook, the casebook of Jerry Browning, private detective. Sooner or later, a private detective like me, Jerry Browning, gets to meet everybody in every walk of life. At the intersection of Market, Pine, and Harvard Streets, the way traffic goes is everywhere. And if you're a pedestrian, you could use an extra set of eyes at the back of your head. I stood at the curb and waited for the light to change. Behind me, a man apparently decided that he couldn't wait, because he suddenly elbowed me aside and trotted into the path of the oncoming car. Halfway across, the guy seemed to lose his nerve, just froze there. I ran out into the street, frantically picked the little guy up, and got him safely to the opposite side. I was a hero. People grabbed my hand, patted my back. A man with a press card in his hat and a news camera in his hand stepped out of the crowd, shouted, "Hold it!" and snapped me and the man I'd rescued. The cause of all the excitement, the jaywalker, struggled in my grip, broke away as the photographer came over to us.
"Nice work, mister. Mighty nice work. Now, let's have your name."
"You don't need my name. That was no grandstand play."
"Okay, you don't want glory. Makes a better story that way. And how about the potential victim? Where's he?"
We both looked around. But the man I'd rescued had vanished as completely as though the sidewalk had swallowed him. I saved a jaywalker from being pulverized at a busy intersection, only to discover that he'd disappeared before he could be questioned. The Evening Star Times made a big page 2 story of the thing, headlined it, "The No-Hit-Run Case." Under the byline of Dale Fuller, the paper's top feature writer, was a picture and a story that identified me, thanks to smart work by Fuller, as Jerry Browning, the well-known private detective, who, for his courageous act in disregard of personal danger, will receive the Star Times Weekly Award for Valor. Way down at the bottom of the story, it was revealed that the Weekly Valor Award consisted of a bronze medal and no cash. Oh, well. I had to go to the mayor's office for my medal, wait 2 hours in an anteroom, then spend another hour posing with the mayor, Dale Fuller, and the publisher of the Star Times. As the thing finally came to an end, I turned to Fuller. "And by the way, Mr. Fuller, did you ever learn that jaywalker's name?" Fuller gave me a blank look.
"Huh? Oh, him. No, a guy like him can't sell no papers."
And that was that. It was about 6 weeks later, and I'd completely forgotten the whole incident. I was driving down Marlin Boulevard one afternoon when, out of nowhere, a middle-aged man suddenly darted into the street directly into the path of my car. I cut the wheel, climbed the far sidewalk, managed somehow to keep from turning over, and missed the jaywalker by inches. Talk about close calls. I'd driven about 2 blocks further when suddenly a bell rang in my mind. I caught only the quickest glimpse of the jaywalker as I flashed past him, but that was enough. He was the same man I'd rescued from a similar fate 6 weeks earlier. At the Star Times office, Dale Fuller remembered me with difficulty. And when he did...
"Well, look, Browning, you got a good hunk of publicity out of that Valor Medal deal. Be satisfied. Don't try to overdo it."
What I wanted to do was jolt him loose from his cynicism, preferably with a smack in the teeth. But you rarely accomplish anything that way. Instead, "You don't understand, Mr. Fuller. I think I've stumbled over a racket. There may be a story in it for you, and all I want is a print of that picture your photographer took of me and the jaywalker."
"Don't try to play me for a chump, Browning. You heroes, always looking for a repeat performance."
"Diplomacy is fine, up to a point. After that fails, sometimes the smack in the teeth works fine." I was halfway down the corridor before Fuller caught up with me.
"Hey, Browning! Hey, wait a minute. You've convinced me. Come on back. I'll get to the picture and we'll talk this over, quietly."
and Fuller cooperated, he did it all the way. I got more than a print of the picture I wanted. I got an enlargement of the section showing the jaywalker's mousy face. No two ways about it, he was the same man I'd almost run down. I outlined my plan to Fuller. We'll need three roving cars to cover all the heavy traffic intersections. But if I'm right, we're really onto something. I was at the wrong intersection when it happened 5 days later. But I got the flash on a shortwave radio as we'd prearranged. I reached the scene of the accident just as the ambulance was taking the victim to the hospital. A cop was taking details of the accident from a frightened-looking motorist.
But I tell you, the man just darted out in front of me, right into traffic. I had no chance to stop.
Save it for the judge, mister. You're under arrest for reckless driving. On the edge of the crowd, Dale Fuller beckoned to me.
You're right, Brownie. It's the same guy. Now what do we do?
We go to the hospital and wait. At Sherwood Hospital, I had a talk with a doctor on emergency service.
The young man's a commercial artist, Mr. Browning. His name is Thomas Archer.
No, he's not badly hurt, except for his right arm.
It's going to be stiff. He'll probably collect plenty.
You're only partly right, Jack. He'll get plenty. But it'll be time, not money. Come on, Fuller. We walked in on the injured man just in time to keep an insurance adjuster from making a quick settlement for the rigid arm. I shoved the picture under the nose of the man in bed. Too bad you ran into me twice, Archer, because this picture will send you to jail. Archer's right hand shot out, snatched the picture, and crumpled it. It's only a print, Mr. Archer. You forgot that you can't use your right arm. You're under arrest, for accident faking. That settled Archer. But before the police were through with him, he exposed a whole accident faking ring, worked with voluntary catatonics as victims. People who could automatically stiffen up an arm or leg to maintain a rigidity that would fool the average doctor. Archer got 5 years. Fuller, the material for a full week's feature story. And as for me, I refused a second bronze medal. Like I said, anybody who walks around looking for trouble generally finds it, though not always in the way he expects. Listen next time to Calling All Detectives, Mystery Drama, Mystery Quiz, and a chance for you to match wits with yours truly, Jerry Browning, Private Detective.